The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Well, it's just gone 17 past 5. It's that time once again to speak to the spokesperson for the South African Zionist Federation, Rolene Marks. Rolene, good afternoon to you. Thanks once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon. You know, this is my favorite place to be every afternoon.
Glad to hear that, Rolene, and I'm sure many will concur with what you've just mentioned. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of responses coming through. Looking forward to that. So, Rolene, let's begin with a visit that took place over the weekend, in line with, what Israel is going through at the moment, through a time of turmoil, conflict and war with anti-Semitism, and it seems the whole world is bearing down on one. This visit was very significant in terms of taking place to in Africa, of course, now leveraging perhaps on the Abraham Accords. President Herzog's visit to Rwanda. Let's go through that.
Well, I think you've hit on something very, very important, and it's something that is not being spoken about. You mentioned the word genocide, and there have been successive and still going on genocides on the African continent. In fact, I'm busy with an article about it, and in my research, I have found out that 62,000 Christians have been murdered as a result of genocide in Nigeria alone. And the visit over the weekend was to Rwanda to commemorate the 30-year anniversary of the Rwandan genocide, when Hutu rebels murdered hundreds of thousands of Tutsi. It's one of the most horrific genocides of all times. I think we all remember the horrific, horrific images coming in on a daily basis. And I find it rank hypocrisy that South Africa, who is fixated with Israel at the International Court of Justice, and I know that President Ramaphosa says that he can't turn a blind eye to genocide, but what about genocide in your own backyard? I find that absolutely preposterous. But yesterday, world leaders gathered in Kigali, the capital of Rwanda, to commemorate the genocide. And President Herzog was there representing Israel. He presented President Paul Kagame with a necklace that many of you wear, the necklace that says, "Bring them home now." Shalev, Alev Shelanu Shivui Ba'aza, our hearts are captive in Gaza. Of course, talking about the now 133 hostages that remain in Gaza, 97 we assume are alive, 36 the bodies being kept by Hamas. We know over the weekend, Elad Katsir of blessed memory from Kibbutz near Oz, 47 years old, confirmed he was murdered by Hamas, and his body recovered by our troops in Khan Yunis and brought back into Israel. That's one family that at least can bury their loved one, bring them back to what we call Kever Israel, burial in Israel. But President Herzog there speaking about the imperative of freeing our hostages and also uniting as an international community to fight terrorism.
And how long will this visit last, Rolene? Has the president returned?
The president has returned yesterday, of course, being the six-month commemoration of the atrocities of a genocide that we mark in our own country, the appalling, horrific 7th of October attacks, which saw Hamas terrorists infiltrate into Israel, murdering, burning alive, raping, mutilating, torturing over 1,200 people, innocent civilians, and taking captive at the time 253.
Wow. Rolene, I'm just looking at some feedback from Carol. She's saying, "I was astounded by your stats, thought into my mind pearls before swine." Of course, referring to the stats you just gave regarding the genocidal numbers taking place here regarding Christians, as you pointed out, and not a squeak, not a peep about that. But Carol, I will come back to your other comment in a short while. It's just that we just got to get through quite a bit with Rolene this afternoon. So Rolene, looking now at continuing IDF operations in Gaza, how civilians are being evacuated from areas they inhabit, which are literally infested with Hamas terrorists and equipment. What is the latest on that?
Okay, so I want to put to rest a big panic that happened yesterday. And again, you know, I keep warning about following WhatsApp groups that are disseminating information more often than not.
Right.
Incorrect. That's why when it comes to issues of military operations inside the Gaza Strip or in the north, your only reliable sources for that will be the IDF, the ISA, which is the Shabak, and the GPO, that's the government press office. It will all be funneled through the same platforms. Your source is not Jewish Breaking News or Israel Live News or Israel Real Time News. Your source is the army as they communicated, because I know yesterday across Telegram and across WhatsApp, there were messages saying Israel has pulled out of Gaza. So I want to put that to rest right now.
Indeed.
Israel has not pulled out
right.
of Gaza.
Okay, so let's...
Israel has moved... Yeah, let's
sorry,
put that
yeah.
to rest.
Carry on, Rolene. I think we need to substantiate that.
Let's put that to rest right now. And you and I were chatting yesterday. You know that I checked and verified with the IDF spokesperson, who are also quite annoyed at the misinformation that circulates. But the IDF moved most forces out of the south of Gaza, leaving behind a Nahal brigade to secure the Netzarim corridor. That is a corridor that runs along the coastline from the south to the north. Our IDF Chief of Staff, General Herzi Halevi, has said the war in Gaza is not over. We will continue. Mm-hmm. What we will see now is likely a continuation of what we saw with Al-Shifa Hospital, is we're acting on intelligence. Our troops will deal with guerrillas and insurgents in very, very pinpointed military operations. We now get to the issue of Rafah. Just because we moved troops out of the south, and Rafah's in the south, doesn't mean we're not going to go into to the south. Prime Minister Netanyahu last night reiterating that we will be going into Rafah to deal with the last remaining Hamas battalions. I remind everybody of the goals of this war. First and foremost, to bring our hostages home. And second, to completely dismantle Hamas's military capability. So when it comes to this kind of information, because we know there is so much misinformation, a lot of these WhatsApps are run by bots. And we're also dealing with a cyber and information war. Make sure, said it before, I'm going to say it again, you get your news from reputable sources that you can actually see who the source is.
And let's just continue along those lines, Rolene. The latest on humanitarian aid activities. This is always subject to, shall we say, this and that, and shall we say, very grey reporting going on at the moment. What is the latest there?
Well, aid continues to go into the Gaza Strip. The Erez crossing, which Hamas destroyed on the 7th of October, has opened, and aid continues to go in. Yesterday, the Kogate unit, this is the unit that is responsible only for humanitarian aid, said that yesterday, 300, and I'm reading to you, this is from the Kogate stats as of the April the 7th, I haven't received today's stats, 322 humanitarian aid trucks were inspected and transferred to Gaza today. This is the highest number of aid trucks transferred to Gaza in one day since the start of the war. There is no limit to the amount of aid that can be facilitated for the civilians in Gaza. And they've shown incredible pictures from the markets, some of them from the south of the Gaza Strip, beautiful fresh produce. I'm going to read you some other stats from Kogate, that during the month of March, there was a huge surge into the Gaza Strip. that there were 70 World Food Program food trucks. Now, that is just World Food Program food trucks going in using humanitarian aid and distribution help coming from the private sector. Where we see the bottleneck, and this is according to COGAT, is that Israel, who is not responsible for the distribution of aid, we are only responsible for facilitating that the aid goes in. We are not responsible for the distribution of aid, but we rely on the United Nations, on their organizations like UNRWA. And we know UNRWA is no friend to Israel to disseminate this aid. So I think the questions need to be asked not of Israel, because we're doing what we are obliged to do under the Geneva Conventions. Mm-hmm. The questions have to be asked of the United Nations and their agencies.
Rolene, very quickly, well, not very quickly, what is the latest, any update on the hostage negotiations right now? See, I'm also seeing, you know, a few headlines at the moment which are not really coming across very clear, if I can, for want of a better description. So, well, what is the latest there, given what you've just, what we're on the basis of what we've been discussing this afternoon, of, you know, getting true updates, accurate updates?
That's exactly it. So we are hearing conflicting messages about negotiations.
Okay.
Some reports in the Qatari media that we were making progress. Israeli officials saying, listen, just, you know, hold your horses. We aren't making that much progress. Egyptians saying we put forward proposals. Hamas could very well turn this down again. Hamas have turned down six consecutive proposals to see the release of the hostages. So for anybody out there who's saying Israel must declare a ceasefire or putting the onus of a ceasefire squarely on Israel, you need to understand that Hamas has turned down six consecutive proposals to release the hostages.
Rolene, we're going to have to leave it there. As always, thanks so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive to just update us accurately as to precisely what has transpired in Israel today. Rolene Marks, spokesperson for the South African Zionist Federation.